Men, once rulers of the universe, nowadays have become equals to women and, in some cases, relegated to a back seat. One reaction to this social reality? The man cave, increasingly common throughout the United States. Heck, there are TV shows, websites, and books dedicated to these spaces designed by and for men. But why, in this era of, hey girl, has a space for male bonding become so important? University of Dayton sociology lecturer Jean Holcomb offers one explanation.
We've seen a shift in terms of, like, some spaces that used to be traditionally masculine spaces aren't anymore. So, like, the workplace is not necessarily as male-dominated as it used to be. So, to some extent, we might be seeing a shift out of the workplace into other areas.
In an informal survey distributed via my Facebook page, 40 of 41 respondents indicated they know anywhere from 1 to a whopping 50 people with a man cave. Respondents described those spaces as everything from gross, unkempt, and stinky to rad, amazing, and the total package, a place that keeps men out of strip clubs, where they can fart with impunity and examine their private manly thoughts. In general, survey respondents noted these spaces give men a place where boys can be boys, where men can relax and unwind without worrying about the carpet matching the window treatments matching the scented candles. Jeremy Forbes, a sociology professor at UD, said he has a woodworking shop in his garage that functions as a sort of man cave, where his male friends can hang out, drink beer, and look at tools.
What we're seeing now is kind of an overall decline in, like, traditional civic engagement, where in the past men could join the Elks, the Rotary Club, neighborhood groups, things of that nature. What we're seeing is a shift in society. We're becoming a more mobile society. Those roots aren't nearly as deep as they used to be. So this may be a reaction to less involvement in other community groups. So they try to recreate some identity and man space within the home.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe women just want to get their men out of their space for a minute.
You asked me why. I just went on Tola.
Indeed, women are generously allowing men to set up shop in garages, basements, and attics across America. My Facebook survey reveals the majority of man caves are in the home, but not all of them. Some guys are really lucky. Dayton resident George Baylog and three of his close friends have a man cave dubbed the Clubhouse in what he calls an undisclosed location near downtown Dayton on the third floor of an old warehouse.
We almost got kicked out the very first night that we had this space set up, and we were so exhilarated at having this space, just full of the potential of this place, that we just went a little nuts, and it got really loud. It went way into the morning. We were playing Pink Floyd really loud, and somebody taped us, took it to the landlord. We've toned it down since, and thank God they didn't kick us out.
Since that nearly tragic incident years ago, the Clubhouse has evolved into the ultimate testosterone-fueled party pad.
There are concert posters, political stuff, bourbon bottles. It's almost like a scrapbook of our lives for the past couple of years. And whenever we go out different places, we'll bring back things on our trips to Ireland, our trips to New York, our trips to L.A., and stuff will come back from those things and go up on the wall. So it's kind of like a walk down memory lane in here. One of the nice things about being here, away from where I live, you never know who's going to knock on that door. You never know what's going to happen. There's sort of an element of randomness and chaos over here. So it's kind of like a Las Vegas thing, like what goes on here stays here.
Like so many of the spaces described by my survey respondents, the Clubhouse serves an important role for Baylog and the other men who call it their cave.
You know, you hear the word bonding, you know, it's kind of cliche almost, but you get to see each other in circumstances here and talk about things here that you don't talk about other places. You think back when you had best friends, and most of that usually comes around high school, sometimes in college. If you're lucky enough, you have that for the rest of your life. And I think this is an important part of keeping the quality of the friendship. You can be yourself. We travel together. We do a lot of things outside of here, but a lot of it is cemented and talked about and strengthened, you know, here.
Even still, the Clubhouse is not exclusively a boys' club. The Clubhouse crew hosts final listening parties, champagne and bourbon tastings, and soirees that invariably include impromptu karaoke sessions with groups of people gathered around a vintage mic stand. To those parties, you can hear music and laughter pouring from the windows while standing in the parking lot three stories below. In those moments, the clubhouse serves a purpose for men and women alike. So while the man cave may be a staple when it comes to male bonding in the modern age, perhaps it also is a reminder that, in the end, men and women have many of the same needs for friendship and fun. Don't stop. For WISO Community Voices, this is Kristen Wicker.